Last week's edition of the annual Only a Game Sports Holiday Gift Guide appears to have helped some listeners with their last-minute shopping. Lisa Chavante Craig wrote to say that she had ordered a desktop Zamboni for the hard-to-buy hockey fan on her list. Kathy Runyon, any relation to the late and exceedingly great Damon, I wonder, wrote to celebrate the American flag art made from three used baseballs as the perfect gift for her husband. In a burst of candor, she wrote, "I usually don't pay a lot of attention to Only a Game, but I'm very glad I did this morning. You made my day." Jim Koons, who hears the program on WUOM in Ann Arbor, Michigan, enjoyed the music that accompanied the cavalcade of gifts. "I almost fell out of my chair when I heard Here Comes Santa Claus from the Spike Jones Christmas album circa 1956, he wrote. "My father loved that album, and it became a staple of the whole Christmas experience for our family, something nobody I know seems to understand or appreciate, so we've got something in common." The world's most enthusiastic San Francisco Giants fan, the New England Sports Museum's Richard Johnson, is still celebrating his club's autumn triumph. He mailed in a handful of haiku on Thursday, my favorite of which reads, "Renteria swings, no Bobby Richardson there to shatter the dream." Maybe you had to be a Willie McCovey fan in 1962 to get the full impact of that one. And finally, Chris Collins emailed to take issue with Dan Kleppel of the Louisville Courier-Journal, with whom I spoke last week about the possibility of Louisville acquiring an NBA franchise. Mr. Collins wrote, "Contrary to what Dan Kleppel said, the majority of people are not in favor of an NBA team coming here. Who can afford the tickets? The local residents are already spending their entertainment dollars supporting three legendary college teams. People around here can't afford the season ticket that would cost at least $60 a seat times 41 home games." You can reach us through our website, onlyagame.org, where you'll still find our sports gift guide. You can leave a message on the listener line, 617-353-1860. And you can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Only a Game Radio. It's 22 and a half minutes before the hour.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com. And Nuance, offering Dragon 11 speech recognition software for creating documents and emails and surfing the web all by speaking. At nuance.com. This is NPR.
On Wednesday, Pope Benedict XVI took a break from his customary duties at the Vatican and he made time for sports. The Pope was briefly entertained by the Fratelli Pellegrini, four acrobats who performed handstands, lifted and tossed themselves into various poses, and at one point created an improbable human tower. Some observers may have been dismayed that the members of Fratelli Pellegrini removed their shirts before they performed, but not the Pope. He clapped and greeted the acrobats at the end of their performance, which was part of a convention on circuses organized by the Vatican's Office for Migrants.